Welcome to the Swirl and Sip podcast, where we keep it real, talking about womanhood, parenthood, and marriage. I'm your host, Sasha.
And I'm Sheree. And if this is your first time tuning into us, this is what you need to know about us. We're wives, we're boy moms, and we love wine, though we're not experts. This is Life Uncensored.
So get your wine glasses and your favorite bottle and get ready for today's episode. So, of course, we like to start each episode with what we are sipping on. And before we get to the wine, I do want to say that this is Devin's second to last episode that she'll be joining me this season.
So sad.
It's also we have three more episodes before the end of the season. So I know it was a pretty quick season. But yay, Devin's back.
Yay.
So Devin and I are both sipping on some reds today. The red that I got, I actually got at a wine party that I went to, and it's called a Halcyon Alciendo wine. That's the brand of it. It's from the Bordeaux region of France, and it's a red blend. It's 75% Merlot, 25% Cab Sav. So if I don't like this wine, then that means they're lying or something's really wrong with it, because y'all know Merlot is my favorite, and then I will take a good Cab Sav any other day after that. But that's what I'm sipping on. It says it's ripe plum, blackberry, cherry, and pomegranate flavors, followed by notes of pepper, vanilla, licorice, and toasted oat. And that it has young tannins that continue to round out. And it has an elegant structure and body and a long finish. So apparently these types of wines have a balance between acidity, tannin, and alcohol. It is definitely more on the drier side. According to this little chart, it is all the way on the dry side. But it is Sasha and Sheree approved at 14%. It says that it pairs well with grilled beef skewers, a roast chicken, or game, which just tells me that that is definitely a French wine, because who's eating game?
Not I.
Yeah, I'm not hunting my birds out here. Gruyere or goat cheese. And y'all, I don't know if I've ever said this on the podcast. I feel like I have, but I love me some goat cheese. It's delicious. So that's what I'm sipping on today. What are you sipping on today, Devin?
My wine is from the southern region of Maryland.
Devin, if y'all haven't noticed, pretty much every episode, Devin likes the local wines.
That's just because I'm a winery whore and I go to all of the wineries around here. Actually worked at one. So I have, that's what my wine fridge and area is stocked full of. This is a 2019 Chamberson from Jane Mark Winery in Brandywine, Maryland.
I feel like I've been to their winery.
Is that the one we went to?
I think I was there for an event.
Women who work in wine. Yeah.
Do you like that wine then? I didn't really like any of the wines ever.
I didn't drink it yet.
What is it called? A Chamberson?
Yes.
So this winery, it's called Jane Mark Winery. It's a PG County winery. They do make smaller wine batches. So you can't buy this one. It's sold out. But it says that it's a dry, medium body red wine. It has nice soft tannins, which means it shouldn't be too bitter. And it has notes of cherries and blackberries. And it's aged for a year. Thoughts, Devin, as you sip your wine?
I definitely taste the berry. It's not really sweet though. Like, I can taste the berry, I can make it out, but it's giving me barrel. It tastes like barrel. Really oaky.
My thoughts about, and Sheree was at this event with us. We did a live podcast. My thoughts about the winery was that, this definitely used to be slave country. Like, it had to have been a plantation. Like, that was our thoughts about it. Especially because the lady was like, what did she say? Like, it was like our grandfather's, you know, my grandfather's winery and all that stuff. So we were like, yeah,
it used to be tobacco.
Like, Maryland.
Yes. Anything that was a tobacco farm was more than likely like the slaves were there.
Yeah. They just opened a new winery in Brandywine, another PG County one. I forget the name of it, but
really?
it used to also be a tobacco.
I'm going to have to look that up. I need to add it to my collection.
Yeah. It's like, oh, these were all plantations. Cool.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, apparently I learned at my little stint at the winery that the soil that they use to grow tobacco is really good for growing grapes, which is why they transformed all of those tobacco.
How does that make you feel about drinking wine from the land that your ancestors used to toil?
Well, fucked up when you say like that. like they died for this shit.
They worked them fields so that you could drink that wine.
I'm actually going to a winery tomorrow too. So that's what I do on the weekends. I follow Q's food truck and I drink wine. So
no, you're not wrong with that. I haven't been to a winery in a while.
Side note, sorry, we're on a little tangent. I went to Running Hare, which is in Prince Frederick last weekend. We have to go there.
That sounds so far.
Okay, it's a hike from you, but not from me. We must go.
Okay. I'm always
the guys would like it too. They have a little beer thing too.
Oh, like a beer garden?
Yes.
Oh, cool. Yeah, Rich is always down for a beer garden.
Yes.
Well, we'll have to plan that for in July.
We shall.
But today, Devin and I wanted to talk about apparently something that I guess is more of a millennial mom thing or woman thing maybe than past generations. And something that I hope becomes more common because it's needed. We're talking about women, moms in particular, but even just women in general, taking like staycations or like time away from their families and either booking an Airbnb or a hotel or like for a night or two, a space just for themselves where they get to go away. And or even like the larger aspect of it, like solo trips where they get to go away.
Yeah.
And how many husbands / partners
just don't get it.
They seem to really struggle with the idea
of why do you need to go away from us?
Yeah. Because we're tired.
Yes. I don't want to talk to anyone. I don't want to have to feed anyone. I don't want to have to do anything. Like if I just want to lay there all day, I should be able to.
Yes. Same. I think so. So I have my first vacation next weekend.
Hey.
So excited about it. I'm going to a hotel for 2 days, 2 nights by myself. But it was a struggle to get there. A struggle. Richard just wasn't, he just did not understand. He wasn't on board with the idea. He didn't seem to get like, why do you need time away from anything? As we record this, I'm home by myself right now. So what can I possibly need a break from? Because I'm home all day. And yeah, I got a lot of that. And yes, I'm home by myself, but like I'm recording a podcast right now. I'm clearly
it's
like
still work.
It's like a thing. And he just did not understand it. So he finally, essentially what happened was I told him I was doing it and that I love him and I'm not trying to make him feel bad or be upset. And I'm not trying to take a break from him. From him specifically, but that it was important to me. It was just something that I needed to do for myself and that I hope he understands.
Yeah.
And that's what it came down to. Did Q feel like that when you started taking yours? Because Devin is staycation goals. She goes like once a quarter.
Oh my God. It would be once a month if I could afford it. So I honestly would have started sooner because I don't remember who it was. But honestly, when I was doing engagement for the Swirl and Sip podcast, I saw some mom like go to some hotel in DC and she wined and dined herself and just did whatever she wanted. And I was like, oh my damn, I want to do that.
Amazing.
Yes. And when I first, you don't got to share your food with nobody, you don't got nobody asking when you're done, like nothing. And I told him about it. I was like, that shit looks amazing. Like, I want to do it. And he was just like, but what do you mean? And I was like, what do you mean? Like, I want to get away from you. And I didn't say it like that, but I am in a house of all males besides my freaking bulldog. I have two boys, then my husband. And honestly, the only way that I was able to explain it to him in a way that didn't come off as like, you guys get the fuck on my nerves, my therapist had to give me kind words. We had to do a positivity sandwich. Like, basically, I love you guys so much. Sometimes I just need some time to myself because I'm always on. And I can't wait to see you when I get back. Like,
my therapist also was like, you can use me as an excuse. Like, you can tell him that your therapist said it's something you should do. And I was like, can you write a note? Can I get a doctor's note for this? Like, that's... And she started laughing because she was like, maybe that should be a thing. I was like, that should definitely be a thing. Like,
yeah, that was my homework for therapy today. She gives me homework every week. And she said, you need to book your staycation. I was like, girl, you don't got to tell me again. Exactly. Exactly. I have on my Airbnb, I have like a favorite section that is just staycation. It's all stuff nearby. But anyway, so he didn't understand at first. But I started getting really overwhelmed, especially when I went full time with my business. Adrian is with homeschool the second semester of his eighth grade year. And I was like, this is too fucking much. So the first one, before I was even there for probably a good 30 minutes, I was like, I want to stay longer because it was only two nights. I was like, this is amazing. It's quiet. I don't have to do anything. And it was just incredible. And he was like, okay, see if you can stay longer. But it was booked. And I was like, fuck.
He was supportive, though.
Yeah. But I think also because that was after my parents had died. So it was also important for me to be able to grieve like the way that I wanted to grieve. And I didn't want to freak my kids out. So I think the timing kind of helped a little bit. But after that, I was like, this is something that I need to do regularly for my mental health. It was so amazing. And I just felt like clear-minded, relaxed, everything afterwards. And I can't even tell you what I did because I didn't do nothing. You know what I mean?
That's the goal.
Yeah. Everything was DoorDash. Like, I just DoorDashed when I decided to eat.
That I'm literally, so I'm staying at a hotel. I'm not staying at an Airbnb. And I thought about, like, do I want to stay at a hotel or an Airbnb? But I really wanted to find a place where I could get a massage.
Yes.
And I'm staying at a hotel that does in-room massages. And like, it's not even like a whole little spa like that you go to, like they'll come to you and do a massage.
I love that.
I'm going to book me a massage. I'm going to bring some books. I am going to binge watch Netflix.
Yes.
Probably go to the restaurant bar and have a drink by myself and not worry about anybody who might be checking for me.
Yeah.
Or like, cause I like for me personally, when I was younger, I never wanted to go to a bar or restaurant by myself because I was like, you're lonely. Why would you go by yourself?
Yeah, movies, restaurants, none of that. I did not want to go by myself.
And now I'm just like, no, I'll bring a book to the bar and be one of them old women that you see like their glasses on sitting in the corner drinking some wine, reading a book. I'm like, yes.
Like, I get it now. Yeah, exactly. That sounds amazing.
I had to explain to Richard and he just, I don't think he still fully understands it, but, and I talked to my mother about it. I talked to my mother-in-law about it and my mom was like, my dad never understood it either. So whenever she had to go to work conferences, she would tell him like the joint was 5 days and it was really 3 days.
Brilliant. So freaking smart.
And then my mother-in-law was like the kind of the same thing. I think she has a little easier because my father-in-law goes to Africa. So right. Like she has time by herself, but that didn't really start until I think he started going in like 93 maybe. So of course, you know, my husband and his sister were older by the time he started going. And so like, but they were both like, yes, like we need time by ourselves. And my mom was really the one who kind of like, cause I didn't want to start an argument with Richard and I wasn't going to go if it like really upset him and like he was going to be upset about it. And my mom was the one who was phrase it in a way that's, you don't need a break from him. You're not taking a break from him. You just need a break. Like, and I think men don't get the mental load that women carry.
Exactly. Like right now, when we were getting started, I was pre-registering Q for his dentist appointment.
Who else is making the appointments?
Yes, I made the appointment yesterday and now I'm doing his pre-registration.
And like, it's stuff like that. Like, we're going to a wedding on Sunday. He asked me this morning, where is Stokely staying?
It's Friday, sir.
Yeah, and who already arranged it?
Exactly.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, he has gymnastics camp that starts on Monday. I'm the one who got the email. This is drop off and pickup time. And like, do we have to pack lunch? Because it's over at 12:30. So I had to like ask the question and things like that. But like that, like he doesn't have to deal with any of that. Today, this morning, I'm working and he doesn't, you know, he goes to work in the evenings. He was outside fishing. Like, he went on a kayak, went and like caught himself some fish, like was chilling before work, came back, ate something, played Call of Duty for a little bit before he took a shower to go to work. And like,
life.
That's like, he gets him time. Like, he gets time for himself. And even though, and this is what I was trying to explain to him, like, even though I'm at home, it's not my time. Like, I'm working, or I got to go get Stokely. And then when Stokely's home, it's Stokely, like, all the time. Like, I got to feed him. I got to play with him. I got to keep him alive. Like,
yeah, exactly. My kids are upstairs right now, probably killing themselves. Like, it's, even though he's out working right now in the heat, is like 97 degrees, but staying in the house with these kids is exhausting. Them fighting, them being hungry every 5 minutes. Like, and I just told him I'm always on. Like, Miles wakes up super early. And though he does let me go back to sleep, he wakes me up every 10 minutes. Mom, I'm hungry. Can you feed me now? Adrian has his own needs, even though he's 14. Like, he wants to show me 500 TikToks every day. I don't want to see that shit. I don't want to. I can't count how many times he puts his fucking phone in my face. Then the dogs. And then, like, in the evenings when Q is finally home, you know, he wants his attention. So time, nobody gets why the fuck I'm up until 3 o'clock in the morning sometimes, because it's the only time it's fucking quiet and nobody's talking to me.
So on the Saturday where I voice memoed you and it was like, this is all the shit that I did today.
Yeah.
And it was like, it wasn't until 9 o'clock. It was like close to 9:30 where Stokely had just gone to bed, and that was my time. Richard wasn't home from work yet. And I was like, I'm going to go. I'm probably just going to read for 30 minutes and then I'm going to go to bed. I ended up staying up to like 12:30.
Yeah.
Because I was reading a book because it was my time. Richard still wasn't home from work then. And so, and that, like, my day, my whole day was from 9:30 to 12:30 p.m. Yeah. That was my time.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
That was the only time I had. And I just don't think they understand that it's just so much.
Yeah, it's a lot. And he does try to come in. You know, when he does come home, he'll instantly, like, you know, try to take the boys or whatever. But by then, I am so mentally exhausted. And then you're trying to do the stuff that you weren't able to do when the kids, you know, when you were on.
I think it's like the new generation of men. Like, comparatively speaking to, like, our fathers, right? They're way more involved.
Oh, for sure. 100%.
With, like, household shit. Like, they're just way more involved. My dad did not clean. My dad didn't cook, except he knew how to boil a hot dog for himself.
That sounds like my dad.
He didn't do any of that, right? And, like, he wasn't, like... My dad wasn't a bad father, but he wasn't an active parent.
Right. They were just different. They made sure you were taken care of financially and told you they loved you occasionally, and that was it.
Yeah. Like, I remember when I was younger, like, my dad would play, like, he would, you know, play. I think he wanted a boy secretly sometimes. He'd play catch with me. We would play roller hockey together. Like, I would help him fix the cars and stuff like that. Like, we
secretly wanted a boy.
Not so secretly. Like, but he did, like, those when I was younger. And then as I got older, especially because my dad had diabetes, it was very much like, if he wasn't feeling good, don't talk to your father. Like, let him chill, leave him alone type stuff. And he was, my dad was in the man cave in the basement watching TV, having his time, right?
While my mom was around
and doing everything. Like,
exactly.
And I hear from my mother, from my mother-in-law, like, how much, yes, I understand exactly why you want a break. Like, you need a break. That's how you become a better wife and a better, like, a better mom. Like, when you take time for yourself, and how they didn't get to do those things. But I think the men nowadays think that because they are more active parents,
that you shouldn't need a break.
Active participants.
Yeah.
Household management.
Right. Like, I'm I'm pulling my weight, you know, I'm involved. So what is it that you need a break from? Like, I did bath time last night. Why do you need a break?
We're everybody's secretary. Like, yeah. You said, Q ain't out here making his dentist appointment.
No. And told me his freaking teeth have been hurting for a few weeks. Bro, when are you going to go to the dentist? Okay, let me make an appointment.
Richard ain't been to the dentist in years. When I took Stokely to his first dentist appointment, when we got out, I was like, the lady's like making an appointment for Stokely. I was like, can I also make an appointment for my husband, please? He hasn't been to the dentist in a while. And I'm just going to go ahead and do this now because I know he needs to go.
Exactly.
And stuff like that. Like, and then like, I'm the one, I manage our financial stuff. So I'm paying bills. Like, he doesn't have to, Richard cash apps me his money that he gives me every 2 weeks. And then that's as far as his
bill. I just know it's taken care of.
Yeah, he's like, I give her money and I don't know how much anything costs. I don't know what is due when. I just know that the lights still work and the air is on.
And we're good. We're good.
Fine. He don't know when school starts for Stokely. He don't know like what Stokely's schedule might be for the week. None of that stuff. And he doesn't have to, because I take care of all of those things for him.
Right. Right.
They don't think that, yes, Richard does laundry. I don't have to wash not a single cloth in this house. Like, he does all of it. He cuts the grass every weekend. Don't got to worry about that. If it's time to wash my car is going to get washed. Yes. Like, that stuff is taken care of. But I think they see if we're not like, if I'm not physically scraping bathtubs out here or vacuuming every other day or cooking 5-course meals, then what do I need a break from?
Yeah, I definitely agree. I think, like I said, I just had to break it down to him, like kind of how you gave me that run through of your day, which was just exhausting reading, by the way. I think that kind of helped him see, because he is like very involved, very active. And like I say, he does give me a break in the house whenever he, you know, knows that I'm getting overwhelmed or whatever the case might be. But 9 times out of 10, if I'm getting a break in the house, it's to do something else I needed to do. Usually, like all day today, I had work that I needed to do. Haven't gotten shit done because I've been dealing with the kids. So when he comes home today, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to work. That's not going to be me time.
And then even like when you take a break, and I'm using quotes, y'all can't see me, but even when you like break, like you still, I still feel like guilty, because I'm like, you know, if Stokely's home and I shouldn't like be upstairs reading, like I should be like sitting with him and like fulfilling his day with something fun and or like educational or something.
I can totally relate to that. I actually talked to my therapist about that, because I was like, you know, even when I did my first vacation, I felt so bad, like that I just kind of abandoned the family. But you know, I just dropped I was out. Like, you couldn't tell me nothing. And then I say, you know, when I do, you know, we created this awesome office space together. And when I come in here and I close the door and just, you know, to take a moment, I do hear all the hustle and bustle. Then I do kind of feel guilty, like, you know, maybe I should freaking play a game with them or something like that. But my therapist was like, you know, you need to recharge. If you like, socializing is exhausting to me. Rearing children is exhausting. Just sitting there talking to them about their days and then bantering and going back and forth. You heard them fucking fussing.
Conversations with a 4-year-old.
Bruh. You need so much brain power to figure out what the hell they're talking about.
Well, Stokely's so smart, but it just, sometimes the conversations just be like, no, what are we talking about?
Yes, exactly. They are too smart for their own good. Like, we're not even having 4-year-old conversations.
No, like, and it's just like the other day, it's not even a conversation. I told Stokely, he was staying the night at my mom's house. So I told him the night before to remind me to pack his do-rag, because his hair's twisted. So remind mommy to pack your do-rag, so that way Mimi can wrap your hair before you go to bed. And you tell me in the morning. This little boy, at 6 o'clock in the morning, walks into our room, walks onto my side of the bed. Mommy, don't forget to pack my do-rag for Mimi's house. Aren't you happy? I did good remembering, right? Literally the first thing out of his mouth.
I know that's right. Oh my God. He was not going to let you down.
And I'm just like, yes, mijo, you did good. It's 6 o'clock in the morning. It's so early.
Oh my God.
And not to like, and I don't, there's always like a fine balance that I try to say between my husband and I, because my husband obviously has a very stressful job. Like he's a police. He deals with a lot of bullshit on a day-to-day basis. And so I always say that it's my job to try to make his home life calming. Like I'm supposed to be his peace. When he comes home, it's supposed to be calm for him. And so I try to do that for him. I do it a lot of times at the expense of me, because all of that energy trying to make sure his life is easier means a lot of that stuff falls to me.
Right.
But it's like, because of his schedule, I'm home a lot, like just me and Stokely. Like, yeah, it's just us two. It's me. And I used to say this all the time, like when before when I actually went into the office, he had Stokely in the morning when Stokely wakes up. And he still does now, because he wakes up with Stokely and he goes and gives him breakfast and things like that. He has happy Stokely. He's like, I'm just ready to play Stokely.
Right.
I've been up all day. I'm cranky. I'm
hungry.
I'm hungry. I don't want to go to sleep. Let me play for a little bit longer. I have that Stokely in the evenings. Even though he's been gone all day. Yeah. Like I'm still working. But when I pick him up, that's the Stokely I get. And then on Saturdays, a lot of times on Saturdays, it's just Stokely and I. Like Richard has to go to work by like noon, which means all day. You talking about counting down to like bath time?
Yes. Yes.
It's like, what can I do to fill the day that gets us to like 5 o'clock, which is dinner? Because once I make it to five, it's dinner, it's bath time, and then that means it's time for bed.
Yes. I'm the same way. Saturdays are exhausting. I feel like they're never ending. They go so long. Because, you know, Q leaves like at the crack of dawn for the food truck because he has to start smoking the food. He has to drive to wherever he's at. Tonight, he's not coming home until like after 11. And I'm like, bruh.
Richard's schedule. So now he's working from like 2 p.m. to like 12:30 in the morning.
Ugh.
Which means he's not getting home till probably like 1.
Yeah.
And all I can think of in my mind is like, he's going to be so tired in the morning to wake up with Stokely, which means now like I'm going to have to probably pick up the slack on that part and like wake up with Stokely and be like, no, Stokely, daddy still needs to sleep for a little bit. Let's get you breakfast. So like all of that is now going to be on me. And mind you, because I am the epitome of somebody who only has an only child, like Stokely does shit. Like, right? Stokely's in like every fucking thing. Like he has gymnastics, and then we do out school Tuesday through Thursday at 8:35 in the morning. He has Spanish classes twice a week. He has a sight words class that he's doing now. Like, and I have to sit with him while he's doing those things. Like, I don't have to, but I do it to like help him. So like, that's what my mornings are. And it's, and yeah, it's just, it's so much.
Yes. First of all, I want to say that you're like mom goals, because we don't even do half of that shit. Usually me spending time with Miles is taking him to one of these wineries with me and letting him run around.
I feel like that's mom goals. Like let me drink wine. Like, go play.
Right. And he is probably Q's number one fan. So he always wants ribs and mac and cheese. So we go where daddy is at if he's at a winery on the weekend. Or the farmer's market, and then I can do grocery shopping at the same time. But like when we're not doing that, we're literally in the house, same thing, like doing some type of interactive activity, Legos, puzzles, whatever. Earlier we were outside, I cleaned off his water table, sprayed it down, filled it up. He wanted me to watch him play in it. I don't want to watch you play in it. You're right here. I can sit right here inside the window and work and know that you're fine.
He is really into building mazes now with his little blocks.
Yeah.
And he has little Ryan figures. So then now it's like, mommy, let's build a maze. And then once we build the maze, let's go through the maze with our little Ryan figures. and then let's knock it down and build a new one. And like, and he will just like do it. Like he could do it all
over and over. He's the same way. He is the same way.
And it's just like, okay, mommy's going to build a maze with you two times.
Yeah. And then that's been helping. But his new thing is like, one more time, please.
And I think like part of it, I know that part of this is me because we don't let Stoli like use the tablet at home, right?
Yeah.
So when we're home, he can't play on the tablet. Not that he asks or anything like that, but he doesn't do the tablet. We try to, especially when Richard's home, if it's nice outside, we're going outside so that way you're not in front of the TV all day.
Right.
I'm definitely more of the parent who'll be like, nah, you can watch TV. Mommy's like, because and Richard is like, no, let's go do something. Because I guess he doesn't want him to just be in front of the TV all day.
Right.
But in my mind, I'm like, I know that when he's with my mother-in-law and with my mom, he's not. Like at my mother-in-law's house, especially during the summer, they're going to be at the pool all day.
Right. So he has a very good balance.
Yeah. At my mom's house, he's playing with toys. He's like, you know, she lets him play on the tablet. So he'll play his little games while he's eating and stuff. But he has a whole toy room over there. She'll take him to the park. Like she wants to do stuff with him like that. So I'm like, well, if he's home, like he can watch a little bit of TV. Like,
right. Right.
Like, let me just sit for a little bit.
Just a minute.
But I am happy that more women are, despite how their partners and husbands may feel,
yeah,
are like, no, I'm gonna take time for myself. Yeah.
Me too. Yeah, he's all for it now just because he saw how good it was for me. My next one, I think I did 4 days, I think. And it was amazing. And I do miss them. Like when I come home, I'm looking forward to seeing them. So I think it was just he saw that it was so beneficial to my mood and I didn't want to kill them all. So, you know. So it's June. It's time for my next one. I'm trying to find time with his schedule. I'm hoping soon, but I'm looking forward. I'm going to have to book at a hotel next because that in-room massage is goals.
I cannot. When I tell you, I'm so excited. I'm counting down to next weekend. I cannot wait. I'm so excited to just have, because he tried to tell me I have a work trip that I have to go on in August and I'm going to Phoenix and I'm going by myself. And he was like, well, that's your solo trip right there. Like
you're literally working.
Like, it is a work conference. It's not like I'm going to Phoenix to go to like the awesome spas that they have or to sit by the pool. First of all, right. It's Phoenix in fucking August.
August, yes. I think I went in April, so I can only. Mm-mm.
It's like 120, right? What is it going to be in August if it's 120 in June?
Hot as balls.
Yeah,
hot
like the balls. the devil's balls at that.
So you're
like,
not even going to want to do shit.
No, I'm not going to leave. I'm not leaving the hotel. Like, where am I going? I don't want to walk anywhere. I don't want to stand outside and wait for an Uber. Like, no. Like, and people are like, oh, it's that dry heat. It's okay. That does it. You still sweat and dry
like
heat.
That. It's still hot. It's definitely different because there's no humidity, but it's still fucking hot.
I feel like it's just hot.
Yeah.
Like, it's just hot. But he tried to say like, oh, that's your trip right there. And I was like, that's no, not it. So what I'm doing, I'm getting him acclimated to the staycation. My plan right now, I'm going to do it twice a year. That's all I say. Every 6 months is what I'm going to do. I might work up to once a quarter. But the goal eventually is to be like, okay, solo trip.
Yes.
Like,
boom.
Yeah. Like, I'm going to go to a spa in Arizona for three nights by myself
just for the fuck of it.
Yeah, just to go.
I love it. It's my next thing.
I am happy that I think, like I said, that more women are starting to like really value their self-care in that way.
Yes.
And even though we all might feel guilty about it, that we're still like, nope, we're gonna do this.
Yes, it's priceless. You need it. I think something that everyone says is you can't pour from a empty cup.
Yes. So. And it helps you just recharge your cup. And so I'm so looking forward to mine. I can't wait. I can't wait. But We would like to hear from you guys whether or not how you feel about staycationing or taking a solo trip. Because I know there are also some women who are like, they can't, like, they will not leave their children.
Yeah, that's true. So I'm definitely interested in hearing people's perspectives and if you have any good staycation spots for
all the staycations.
Yeah, so we can just start planning them out on the schedule.
So yes, we would love to hear from you about whether you've done your own solo trips or staycations and how you felt after that, how your partner felt about you going away for a little while, and whether they supported it or like you had some pushback to that. We would love to hear those stories and all of your staycation recommendations. We would love to hear those as well.
And thank you.
You can comment on the post that I'm sure is happening on Instagram right now at hello@swirlandsip, or no, that's the email, @swirlandsippodcast. Or you can email us at hello@swirlandsippodcast.com. Make sure that you like, rate, and review the show. The rating and reviewing is the important part because it helps other people find the show, which is what we're trying to do because we like having these conversations. I will say our last episode, for as serious as it was, it got a lot of plays to it, our gun violence one. Which just tells us that
important conversation.
Yeah, we're having important conversations and we want to have more of those. So we appreciate when you guys share the show and rate and review it and just tell people that you like it or let us know things that we can do better. So we always appreciate that. We now only have 2 more episodes of season 4 before we're all done. And then Devin will just have to be on as a guest.
That's cool. As long as I can still be here.
Devin's going to do 1 more episode with us. She will be on again for our next episode. And then Sheree and I, of course, are going to close out the season. We still don't know quite yet when season 5 is going to start. That really just depends on how Sheree functions with a new baby. We'll see how that goes. But until then, make sure that you have your wine glasses ready for our next episode.
Bye.
Part of the Boundless Audio Podcast Network.